Okay, good morning. This past week, Daf in the Sechez Evin, 10th Perek, Daf Tzadi Vov. It's in a continuation of the Sugi before, which we sort of cut short a little bit last week. So I'd like to go back and start from the beginning and review it over quickly and see how far we can get. Okay, let's see again. The Inyan over here starts the Mishnah beginning of the Perek. Beginning of the 10th Perek. The Mishnah says, Amoisi Tefillin Machnizin Zog Zog. Rashi tells us, someone finds Tefillin on Shabbos, Besoda B'mokum Shnevodin, finds Tefillin out on the field, in a place that we're concerned that the Tefillin will be lost. And mutl be bizoin, they have to be brought in. Also l'nichim bizoin, Rashi says later. Now there's a hoitzah issue over here, right? To carry in film. So the way to get around the hoitzah issue is by wearing them, by putting them on. So the Tanakhama says, machnison zugzug, one period at a time. Find a number of peers, machnis and zugzug, one peer at a time, one shogad, one shorosh, like we wear it during the week. Ramil oimer shnaim shnaim. Ramil says two peers at a time. Two peers at a time. Okay, but this is the machlekes over here that the Gemara focuses on at the beginning of the parak. Okay, Tushitis Tankam says one peer at a time, and Ramil says two peers at a time. So we have the first piece of Gemara over here, right away. This Gemara over here discusses Zuge Echad in Tfeiloi, the Tanakhama Shita. And the Gemara wants to know if this agrees with Rameir. Right? We have a Rameir Shita, Mesech Shabbos, concerning a Dleika. There's a fire. We want to save things from the house that the fire caught on to. So Ramey over there says, the Mishnah says, and you could put on as many clothing as you could possibly get on to transport from one from the bayis into another place. So the Gemara says that according to that Rav Meir, really you should be able to put on as many tefillin as you can. So that's why the Gemara originally starts that l'chara lema tnan stomad like Rav Meir. It would seem to me that our stam mishnah Tanakhama and our Mishnah is not like Rav Meir. That's how the Gemara starts. Right? Because according to Rav Meir, there should be a third sheet over here. You should be able to take as many pairs of tefillin as you want. This is how the Gemara starts that over here. Now, we'll see over here. One of the fundamental questions that we have to know over here is tefillin itself considered a tachshit or not? Meaning like this, that we know that as far as concerning carrying something, that if something is an article of clothing, a tachshit, an ornament, right, that you wear it, so something that which is worn is not being carried, it's being worn. That's not a hitzah. Only something which is not being worn, that's something which is a masoi, and that's considered carrying. So the mayor over there says that a person, even though it's not usual for a person to wear so many pairs of clothing, but if a person does put it on, then we view it as a malbush, and therefore that's the basis of the hetzer to take so many out. So if you're more saying over here too, assuming that it's filling, is looked at as an ornament, so you should be able to take out as many as you want. That's the basis of this Gemara. While the Gemara says, according to a mayor, you should be able to take out many. That's why these Tanom and the Mishnah don't seem to agree with the mayor. Matthew Mora tells us, no, Afil Temer Meir. That's the Gemara over here. Omar Rav Afil Temer Meir. So last time, Hasan Derech Mabusha Kechol Shav Rabbanon, Hocha Derech Mabusha Kechol Shav Rabbanon. The Gemara says, no, that they really, these two halachas, the halacha by dleika that you could wear many begodim, and by tefillin that you're limited, is really based on one premise, that the Rabbanon allowed one b'mokum hatzolo when it's necessary to do what he would do b'choil. By malbush, a person wants to wear a lot of clothing that he could do. However, as far as tefillin is concerned, zug echad in tfei loy. Wearing tefillin, only one pair of tefillin is worn. So therefore, that concerning hatzolah, if the reason why you want to wear it is concerning hatzolah, also you're limited to how a person would do it b'chol. No one wears more than one pair of tefillin. That's how the Gemara explains that even according to Rav Meir, who says that one could be matzal many articles of clothing at once, that's only if it's clothing. But a tefillin, according to the Tanna Kamma, that the Chazal only allowed a person to take the way he wears b'chol, which is one pair of tefillin. Now Rashi already mentions over here at this point of the Gemara something which the Gemara talks more explicitly in the next piece of the Gemara. But Rashi says over here, if you look in the Rashi, Zug Echad in explaining the Tanakam of our Mishnah, which the Gemara is saying could work out with Rameir, Zug Echad in, Rashi mentions over here, Ksavah Shabbos Man Tefillin Hum. Tanakam holds that Shabbos is his man tefillin. We'll see in the Gemara later on, right? There's a question whether in Minha Torah is Shabbos is man tefillin or not. So Rashi explains that the Tanakam of our Mishnah holds Shabbos man tefillin hu, umishum hochi shori, and that's the basis of the Heter. The belav hatzolah nami im bo laniach tefillin maniach. Umishum hatzolah shirin le tfei. Rashi explains, and we'll see a little bit more in the next Gemara, that Shabbos man tefillin means that Shabbos is a time that a person is mechuyav in tefillin, and that would be the basis of being able to take out a pair of tefillin, because really the mitzvah is being iskayim over here, and that's the basis of why it's not a hoitzah. We don't need a special heter for hatzolah to be matter tefillin. That's how Rashi learned, and therefore the heter is limited to how a person is mekayim the mitzvah. That's plus only one. That's how Rashi explains this Gemara over here. So the first piece of Gemara that we have over here is coming to explain how even a Rameir who says concerning being matzal clothing from a dleika, a person could put on as many as he could wear, but he would agree that by tefillin he wouldn't say that. And because of this, because the Gemara says that the lashon of the Gemara for us is that Chazal will matter the way one wears b'chol. And that Rashi explains that the basis of that is because there is no special heter, mishum hatzolo, to wear the tefillin. It's really based on the ikar mitzvah min haTorah that the Shabbos is zman tefillin. So that's why this, that a person could wear tefillin, is limited to the mitzvah. Now the next piece of Gemara is coming to explain Rav Amliel Shita. Two pairs at a time. Matthew Mora asks that where's the number two coming from? Microsoft. What does Gamliel hold? That he holds that you could take out two, but no more than two. Ikosava Shabbos man tefillin hu. Zugi echad in tefeloi. If you hold Shabbos man tefillin, only one should be mutter. Now this is how Rashi explained the previous man d'omer, right? In the previous Gemara, Shabbos man tefillin. Now look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, Microsoft, to koshoy shnaim shnaim avot feloi. And this is what we're trying to understand. Lil Shita, which is two peers and no more. Ikosov Shabbos man tefillin hu mishum hochi shari. Like Rashi said before, that the basis of the heter to wear the tefillin, to carry the tefillin by wearing them, is because of Shabbos man tefillin. Aval tzulit femen mitzvah loy. But there is no special heter more than the mitzvah, which means like this. See, Rashi is learning the Gemara over here. See, there's another Rashi later. Tosfos argues on this. But Rashi explains when the Gemara is saying that Shabbos Zman Tefillin. I mean, this is the Gemara. Let's take one step before. The Gemara makes some kind of connection. Shabbos Zman Tefillin is a reason why you could only wear one pair. So Rashi explains that what the Gemara means over here is that we need a basis of being able to wear the tefillin, that it shouldn't be considered carrying or not. Shabbos man tefillin is the basis of why one could wear the tefillin. Being that you've been carrying the mitzvah, so that's what is the basis of the heter, that there's no hotzor problem over here. Right? That's how Rashi makes the connection. So therefore, being that that's the whole basis, so you're limited to that. Without the mitzvah, you wouldn't have any heter. And as according to this side, Shabbos man tefillin, that means that Chazal didn't give any special heter mishum hatzola. That since the heter mishum hatzola means that since there's davar shebekdusha was mutar b'zayin. So we allow you to take more. We viewed the tefillin as a malbush. And that's why you're doing it. According to this man d'omer, Rashi explains that there was no special heter because of Hatzolah. The basis really of the heter, as far as the Hatzolah is concerned, is really based on the mitzvah. I don't need a special heter, right? The fact that in the Torah there's a mitzvah on Shabbos, that's why there's no Hatzolah problem. So if that's so, that's why you're limited to the mitzvah, right? That's how Rashi explains. Tosfos, and you see the Gemara later on brings this in, that there could be another issue of Baal Tosef. That if Shabbos is a Zman Tefillin, so then by wearing more than one pair of Tefillin, you could run into a problem of Baal Tosef. That's how Tosfos learns the Gemara over here. And that's why according to Tosfos, when the Gemara says that if Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, you can only wear one pair, the reason for that is because of Baal Tosef. Right? It's not a Hoytzor problem. Right? So this is the Machlekes over here in Mishnah. How do you understand the Gemara? This much it says in the Gemara, that if Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, the Gemara says that should be a reason why only one pair you could wear. Now the question is, why is that? What's the connection over here? According to Rashi, what that means is that the way we're getting around the Hoytzor problem is based on the mitzvah. So if that's true, so only as much as you're doing the mitzvah, that's how you got around the Hoytzor problem. More than that, you don't. There's no heter mitzvah Hoytzor. That's how Rashi learns. It's a limitation in the heter. According to Tosfos says that this connection the Gemara makes, that Shabbos man tefillin is the reason why you can only wear one pair. Tosfos learns that what Mara means is something else. That since Shabbos is man tefillin, so we're one to wear more than one pair of tefillin. It's not a Yitzhak problem, but the problem is Baal Tosef. Right? You're doing an addition to the mitzvah.
Why would it be different, according to Rashi's shot, between wearing multiple the golden? Why are you allowed to wear? In other words, they have to wear begad on Shabbos, and maybe even a second one, why would you feel permitted to wear as much as you can put on then? Shouldn't it be according to what you would normally go?
Well, see, it from Rashi, the way Rashi explains it, it looks like this. It looks like that Chazal in this situation never gave a special heter. Whereas over there, for whatever reason, we need a special heter. Let's say because it's lav urche, right? We are so many, right? So that's why, even though min haTorah, it's still considered a malbush. But in other circumstances, that's why. You really couldn't do such a thing to wear so many begadim. Over there, mishum hatzolah, Chazal gave a special heter. And they allowed him to do that. Over here, by tefillin, it wasn't necessary. That's what it looks like from Rashi. It wasn't necessary for Chazal to give a special heter.
But without at least matching that special heter of the Gordon, you can come out not being able to be matzo. Extra.
No, you could. Because as far as over here, you're not really running out of time, right? So this, you know, I don't really have to work quickly. By Deka, you have to work quickly. So that's why, right? Over here, you know, so that's why according to this shita, there was no special heter that was given. It wasn't necessary to give a special heter since the mitzvah itself would take care of the haitzah issue. That's what Rashi seems to be saying.
Isn't the maskana of the Gemara that by malbush it is the derech to wear multiple begadim as compared to, right? In other words, it's not.
I don't know if it's the derech. Right, is that what we're saying? It's the death? See, if it was the death, then we wouldn't need a special heter, right? It sounds like.
But I think that's what it's saying. It's not a special heter, right? What was it? The Gemara says. V'hacha derech malbush kechol shavi rachmana. Hasam de bechol kama de boy lavish leinyan hatzava namish shara la rabbana. Right, I mean, that's saying that that there is no special hat there. Right? And I think that's talking about halacha, that the person's allowed to wear as many coats as
even not be makom dleika.
I remember.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Okay. That could be. You're right. Anyway, I only said there was a special heter over here. Right. I just have to remember the sugi and Shabbos over here. What it's mashma. I go upon him.
The problem is that by tefillin, it's a mitzvah, right? So it's a mitzvah by tefillin. So there's an issue of wearing more, but by wearing a coat, there's no mitzvah to wear a coat. So he could.
Yeah, this is zichur now, but no bal taisif over
there.
Yeah, right. So, but in that first piece of Gemara, the Gemara in explaining why tefillin is only one pier doesn't seem to be talking about the bal taisif issue. Right, that's what Rashi explains, not because of Baal Tosef over there, and that's how Rashi explains this Gemara over here. Even when the Gemara is saying Shabbos man tefillin, and therefore one pair is mutter, it's not because of Baal Tosef. Now this seems to be the cheshbon in Rashi. Rashi doesn't mention Baal Tosef. Rashi is saying that the original basis of the heter, whatever it is, right, there is a requirement. A necessity for a heter, and the mitzvah itself could give me that heter. So that's why your heter is limited to the mitzvah, because Chazal didn't give any more heter than that. It wasn't apparently necessary to give more than a heter, because the mitzvah itself could be the basis of the heter, and therefore you're limited to the mitzvah. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. If Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, so Rashi explains, so therefore you don't have a heter based on the mitzvah. Then the heter is a heter that Chazal are giving you other than the mitzvah, and that would be a reason why you could wear more than one pair. That's what the Gemara says. The other side of the Gemara is v'ikosava Shabbos lav zman tefillin hu mishum hatzolo derech ma'busha yishor l'rabbanan. Now, this actually touches the words of the Gemara, that if it's Shabbos Lav Man Tefillin, So therefore, that's not the basis of the heter, and there must be some kind of heter. Mishum Atzol Chazal gave him a heter derech Mabush Shor Rabbanan. Is that field feinami? See, even more than two. What's the number two over here? That's what I want to know. Monoshoch, right? It's either one or, you know, as many as you can. Now, L'chaira, the reason why Rashi explained the Gemara before, like he did, is because you see the Gemara over here, right? When the Gemara over here talks, the Gemara says that if you hold that Shabbos is lav man tefillin, then you should be able to do more. Right? So the previous Gemara, which the Gemara is explaining, that only one pair you could, Rashi explains it. Therefore, Rashi explains it's based on this side of the Gemara. Shabbos is a man's film. Akoponim, in understanding of Amliel Sheet, the Gemara right now has a problem. We don't know where the number two comes from. If Shabbos is a man's film, so you should be limited to one. If Shabbos is a lav man's film, then you shouldn't have the limitation to two. On that, the Gemara tells us, Lo'elam kasava Shabbos lav man's film. So the way the Gemara is going right now is Gemara is saying, well, if Shabbos is man tefillin, limited to one, so we can't, that avenue is not going to take us to where we want, right? We're limited to one. All right, so the way we have to answer this question is that let's go Shabbos is lav's man tefillin, and not the question was that why are you limited to two? So now the Gemara says, okay, that we can already work out something where the limitation comes from. L'oylam kosav Shabbos lavas man tefillin. V'chi shor abonel inyan atzol derech malbush b'malkum tefillin. Okay, so this Gemara over here won't go into this whole Gemara over here until Gemara gets to the point that we want to say. But the Gemara comes out over here like this. Let's work from the second half. Gemara tells us that there's mokum, there's room on a person's body in the malkum tefillin to fit two pairs of tefillin. Two pairs of tefillin. That's how much space. That means that the mokum haroy l'tefillin is two spots. So therefore, Zokta Gemara, that according to Ring Amliel, this lechazah were matir mishum hatzol to wear tefillin derech malbush is only in the place where tefillin is worn, even though Shabbos lav man tefillin, you know, trying to be kind of mitzvah now. But this, the Chazal said that viewed tefillin as a malbush is dafka b'mokum tefillin. Now Rashi says something over here when he's just really talking about the tefillin shel roish. The Gemara says that the place on the head where tefillin shel roish is mokum. That Rosh Hashanah Roifis is in the indentation in a person's head. That's a spot of the tefillin. So Rashi says over there that's in that spot, right, those two slots over there is the place where tefillin fits sort of into that little dent over there. And being that it fits snugly over there, that's why we can consider it a malbush. Wearing tefillin, Shloi B'makum tefillin, Rashi says, it's boiled and it's a masr. That's how Rashi explains this Gemara. If you look in Rashi says, B'makum tefillin, Haroi l'neach by tefillin, She'en kol reish kosher l'neach tefillin, the entire head is not kosher for tefillin, Elo, kod k'luvad, v'chritz yeishom. There's an indentation there, Sha'at tefillin yoishvin shom v'enom bolkum kolkach k'lekamon. When tefillin sit there, they don't stick out so much. Uveshabes nami ba'asrud loychozulein lav tashidu. In the place where is not fit for tefillin, it's not a tachshit. Shabolten yosimidai, that they stick out too much, doesn't sit properly on the head. V'habe kemasi. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara over here, which we have to really. Fear the soys, we have to continue the thought, because that maybe is good in the tefillin shel roish, right? But tefillin shel yad, you don't have this kind of thing that it's an indentation that tefillin fits there. So if the point over here in Rashi is the fact that in the spot of tefillin, the tefillin rests better, so we understand the shal rosh, maybe there's such a thing. The tefillin shal yad, we wouldn't see such a difference.
Well, doesn't this go to the according to those who wear the two pairs of tefillin on a constant basis?
No, one wears tefillin on two pairs on a constant basis.
No?
No, we're not talking about, there's no such thing. No one wears two pairs of tefillin on a constant basis. What this just means is that the place on a person's body is large enough to fit two tefillin. It means they have a little leeway, right? You know, when you put your one pair on, you know, where it's kosher to be. But no one's wearing two pairs of tefillin. Right? So, all we mean to say is, like Rashi is saying, is that in the Mokhma Tefillin, right, which is, so now, in our case over here, you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah. As a matter of fact, Min Shabbos is Lavman Tefillin. So we're not talking Mitzvah over here. Right? The basis of the two pairs of Tefillin is because since Chazal were Matim Shum Hatzol to put on the Tefillin, that's the basis of the Heter. So in Chama Chazal allowed you to put on as many as we could consider a tachshit. And Rashi says that the difference would be two and more than two is how it fits on the person. It fits on the person in a better way.
As a tachshit. But the shal yad,
you
don't see anywhere as a tachshit.
Well, I don't know if
it's anyway hidden.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'm not sure if that's based on that, but we'll see from the Gemara, because that definitely is talking that the film is attached, it needs to be attached. So I don't know if whether you see it or not is decides whether it's attached or not. Akoponim says, as far as this question, it would seem to be that the heter was based on peers, and therefore, even though this issue might not have been a difference in the shal yad, but being that the shal rosh is chazal or mat appears, so the limitation of the third peer is based on the shal rosh. So that's why, right? Even though maybe inside the shal yad, that wouldn't be a difference. Okay, but that's a shtickle ha'orah that you have to know the right answer to that question. Okay, so what do we have in the Gemara? We explain Ram Gamliel Shita in the Mishnah over here that you have two pairs of tefillin at a time is based on Shabbos Lavzman tefillin, and Chazal were matir in the Mokum tefillin, and the Mokum tefillin could fit two pairs of tefillin. Now from the dat on the bottom over here, now the Gemara is going to discuss alternate ways of understanding what the basis of machleik, what was the point of machlek between Amliel and the Tanakama, one or two. Leimo b'dav shumo b'rav yitzol kamiflugi. On that thing, Gemara says, now that we establish that Rav Amliel Shita is based on the fact that there is room for two pairs of tefillin, mokum haroi l'tefillin is two. That's based on this memra d'amiron that we have over here. So on that thing, Gemara would like to say now that maybe that in itself is the basis of the machlekes of the Tanakama and Rav Gamliel. Lema b'Rav Shmuel b'Rav Yitzchok k'mifkli Tanakama leslei Rav Shmuel b'Rav Yitzchok Gamliel islei Rav Shmuel b'Rav Yitzchok. Zokti Gemara that maybe this is good for the machlekes. I mean, everyone holds according to this the Shabbos is Lavzman film. And Shabbos Lavzman filling on Chazal were matter a person to put on to wear tefillin in whatever you could fit in the mokum tefillin, in the mokum haroyel tefillin, and maybe this is good for the machlekes. And Amliel holds like we just saw now in the Gemara that he holds like this shita that there's a place for two, so that's why he has two. Tanakama, the reason why he's only matter one is because he holds that there isn't place for two. Right? The proper place to put on tefillin on a person's arm under his head is only one. Maybe that in itself is the basis of the machlokes.
Oh,
And that Gemara says, Loi, no, we don't have to say that this is the machlokes. The kliyam is the Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchok. Really, even the Tanakhama holds, like of Shmuel bar Yitzchok, that there's a place on a person's for two pairs of tefillin. He could fit two pairs. V'hocho b'shabbos man tefillin k'miflagi. And machlokes over here is in Shabbos, whether it's man tefillin or not, which really was the original understanding of the Gemara. That Rashi was mad with the Gemara, that first piece of Gemara. Machlek is over here is where the Shabbos is man tefillin or not. The Tanakhama sober Shabbos man tefillin who? The Tanakhama holds Shabbos man tefillin. Now, according to what Rashi explained, we'll see the Rashi over here, but according to what we had, the way we had Rashi until now, right, these two points in the previous Gemara, the Tanakhama holds Shabbos man tefillin who? And Rashi explained that that means that the basis of the heter is really based on the Ikar Adin, the fact that tefillin could be wore. Chazal didn't give any special heter mishum hatzala, and therefore the heter is limited to the mitzvah. So that's why you only bring one pair. And we'll sova Shabbos lav zman tefillin hu. If Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, so then you have what we just discussed before. You're not limited to one. So then you could have more than one. The reason for two is just like the Gemara just explained until now. Now let's see the Rashi over here. Rashi explains, Tanakhama sovar Shabbos zman tefillin hu. Mushum atzolo loy mishru bei tfei min ha-mitzvah. Delav tashin in hu. Hatzolo is not, can't allow me more than the mitzvah. Rashi says, lav tashin hu. It's not a real malbush. The het is based on the mitzvah. You have to know exactly how that works. But being that the heter is based on the mitzvah, so you're limited to the amount that you'll have kima mitzvah. You only can have kima mitzvah from one. Now at this point, Rashi brings in something which is explicitly discussed in the Gemara later on. It's like the mentioned from Tosif before. The chol shekein, the kima des man tefillin hu, v'ikabal Tosif. Rashi says that there's another point over here. Since the Tanakhama holds Shabbos is man tefillin, so a second pair of tefillin will bring us into a problem of Baal Tosif. But if you follow through the Rashi, Rashi really says more than that. But Rashi adds something. Because there's an Isser Baal Tosif, that's what makes it into our Masri over here. Which the Mefarshim ask on the Rashi, that why is it necessary to go the next step? I mean, Baal Tosif itself is a problem. Right, that's the reason why you can't wear more than one. You're being over the Isser of Baal Tosif. Why is it right next to for Rashi? But Rashi says over here that once you run into Baal Tosif, so now that's a reason why it will become into a Masi. So it'll become a Shabbos sticker problem. Yes, let's hear that again. What we just said now, Rashi explains. Actually, he's explaining that according to the Manda Omar, Tanakhama, he holds that only one pair of tefillin could be worn. The reason for that is, Rashi is adding a reason for the limitation of one. Because since Shabbos is man tefillin, is a time that one is mechuyev min ha-Torah, that there's a kiyum ha-mitzvah of tefillin, so wearing more than one pair of tefillin is a problem with Baal Tosif. Rashi adds to that, that now that this is a Baal Tosif problem, so that second pier will become a Masri, and that'll be a Shabbos-dika problem. Right? Not only a general Baal Tosif problem, Shabbos problem. Let's see the next Rashi. The next Rashi is the Nil Sov Lav Zman Tefillin Hu. Shabbos Rivi Lav Zman Tefillin. Behind the time the Shol Rabbonon Lahatzolo Mishun Tachshir Hu. Rashi, if you noticed over here, that he depended on these two shittas, whether it's considered a tachshir or not. Rashi explains that if Shabbos is lav man tefillin, so if the mitzvah is not a basis to be matter, so therefore you have to have that tefillin intrinsically is considered a tachshir. For any time the shor rabbonon latzol mishum the tachshir hilchoch kol kama to have a tachshir shorin. So as long as we can consider the tachshir, it'll be mutter. Mishum Baal Tosif leka hocho. There's no Baal Tosef issue over here. The ain't ka mitzvah tefillin klal. Ela kishan malbush ba'almu. On that Rashi just speaks that the previous problem that he mentioned of Baal Tosef, which l'chara over here, at worst, it's just a problem of Baal Tosef because he's going then into Tachshit. So the fact Baal Tosef l'chara, well, okay, yesh l'odin, but l'chara Baal Tosef according to this is not going to make it a haitzah since it's intrinsically a Tachshit. So over here, the worst that'll be is just Baal Tosef itself. Akapon Rashi says that since Shabbos is lav matzon, so there's no Baal Tosef issue at all. So that's why you could wear two, more than two, like we mentioned more before, and since only be makom tefillin. Now the Gemara is going to continue with a few alternate points that they could argue, being that Baal Tosef is a reason for a limitation. So there are different cheshbonis over here, how you could explain why or why not there should be a problem of Baal Tosef. At this point that we're talking, it's based on whether Shabbos is a zman tefillin or not. That will be the basis. If Shabbos is a zman tefillin. Now the Gemara goes further. Yibas says, "Ibois Eimel, the Kuli Amos Shabbos Zman Tefillin." Don that Gemara, the one says that we could say another way of explaining the machlokes is that maybe everyone holds Shabbos Zman Tefillin. That means even Rabbi Gamliel holds Shabbos Zman Tefillin. V'hocha b'mitzvah Shvichas Kavanah k'miflegi. And the base of the machlokes over here is mitzvah Shvichas Kavanah, which means. Machlokes in the Gemara, whether in order for a person to be a mekayem a mitzvah, he has to have explicit kavanah that he's doing it for a mitzvah, in order to be a yitzah. If he doesn't have kavanah, he's not directing his action for the mitzvah, then he's not mekayem the mitzvah at all. Now we're going to go with Rashi's gears over here because we're not going to have enough time to get to what we want. So. We'll see, Rashi is gerus in the Gemara differently than we have in Gemara. Our Gemara says, the way Gemara starts, that everyone holds the Shabbos as Zman Tefillin, and the Machlekes is the Mitzvah Shvichas Kavanah. Rashi is gerus in the Gemara, Tanakama Sovar Mitzvah Ein Shvichas Kavanah, and Amnil holds that Mitzvah Shvichas Kavanah. Let's pick this up in the Rashi, three lines from the Banner. Rashi says, after he asks his question on the girsa of the Gemara, why that? The question just over here is who holds what? Right? The Gemara is saying everyone holds Shabbos as Zman Tefillin. The issue over here is whether Mitzvah Shvichas Kavanah. Fine, that's agreed upon. Now the next step is the question, but who holds what? Who holds what? Mitzvah Shvichas Kavanah is a reason that you could have only one or more than one. How does that? So Rashi's gur is like this. Tanakama sovar mitzvahs ain't shvichas kavona. That person does not need kavona nor to mekayem mitzvah. As long as he does the action, it's done, he's mekayem the mitzvah. Rashi says, ulukuli alma tachshin hein. Everyone holds that tefillin is considered a tachshin. Hilkoch. Kivan de le'inyin meipuk idei chevosa inofek blei kavona. Since a person is yotze, the choyv is yotze mitzvah even without kavanah. If you hold mitzvah, ain't shvichas kavanah. L'inyan Baal Tosef nami. So concerning Baal Tosef, also one runs into a problem of Baal Tosef even without any special kavanah. Right now we're assuming that it goes hand in hand, that whatever kavanah you need or you don't need to be kind of mitzvah, that will bring the Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef will be if you do whatever you need to do to be mekayem the mitzvah. So if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah, and you mekayem the mitzvah even without special kavanah lotzeis, so hu hadin, were a person to be wearing a second pair of tefillin, even without kavanah lotzeis, he'll be running into a problem of bal teisif. So that's what she means over here. Even bal teisif nami, afagav lo mechavin luhu the mitzvah, even though he's not having kavanah for mitzvah, ikal bal teisif. It's a problem. Kivan this man tefillin, since this is man tefillin. So let's hear. The Gemara is saying, everyone holds that Shabbos is man tefillin. Being that Shabbos is man tefillin, so that's part of the background for the Baal Taisif, setting up a possibility for Baal Taisif. Now, if you would have needed Kavono, over here, so that might have been an eitz to get around the Baal Taisif. I just won't have Kavono for the mitzvah. But being that the Tanna Kama holds that Mitzvah Ein Tzrich has Kavono, so the mitzvah is in Skyim even when I Kavono, so now you stop. Because as soon as you put on a second period film, there's a problem of Baal Taisif, since today is Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, and doing the mitzvah doesn't require kavanah. So as soon as you put it on, you're doing the mitzvah, more than one pier is Baal Taisif. That's how Rashi explains why the Tanna Kamma holds that only one pier is allowed to be worn. What does Ramliel hold? According to Rashi, Ramliel saw at the bottom line Rashi that Shrich is kavanah. Mitzvah Shrichas Kavon Lots Techavosa. In order to be Yaitzi the mitzvah, you need to have Kavon Hilkoch, Bival Taisif, Nami Loy over Ad the Mechavan the mitzvah. Therefore, Bal Taisif, you're also not Yaitzi until you're Mechavan for the mitzvah. So that's why, even though Shabbos is Zman's film, but you could save yourself from the problem of Bal Taisif if you're not Mechavan the mitzvah. A person is only over Baal Taisif, if only he's doing something which he'd be able to be Yaitzah the Mitzvah in that way. If in order to be Yaitzah the Mitzvah, you need Kavanah, so Baal Taisif also would require Kavanah Lotzeis. That you're wearing the tefillin, the second pier, for the Mitzvah. You want to be doing it for the Mitzvah. If that's what's required in order to have Baal Taisif, then we have an Eitz over here to wear more than one pier of tefillin. Just don't have Kavanah Lotzeis.
So they have kavanah on the first pair, not on the second pair. Is that what they're saying?
Now, the truth of the matter is that, I mean, in cheshbon, that's a possibility, like you're saying, right? You could do that. Rashi mentioned that ukulam a tachshit hein. It is a tachshit, so could be that you don't even need kavanah on the first pier. But definitely what you're saying, l'chayda, is an option. Where it would be necessary to actually be mekayim the mitzvah in order to have the heter, so then you could be mechavin lotzis on the first, and on the second we're not, and there won't be a problem of Baal Taisif. So this is the cheshbon of the Gemara. The Gemara till now thought that in order that you shouldn't have a problem of Baal Taisif, Ramil has to hold Shabbos is Lav's Man Tefillin. On that, the Gemara is saying that no, even if he agrees that Shabbos is Man Tefillin, it's also possible that he won't have a Baal Taisif problem. Were he to hold Mitzvah Shrichas Kavona, that's how Rashi learns the Gemara over here. Mitzvah Shrichas Kavona, so then Baal Taisif also will require Kavona. So just don't have Kavona Lotzis, and that's why you can have more than one peer. The Gemara goes further. On top, the Ibai is saying, "The kuli amalotzis loy boy kavana." Another option, again working with the Baal Taisif over here. Ibai is saying, "Kuli amalotzis loy boy kavana." Everyone holds in order to be yaitz the mitzvah, you don't need kavana. But hachalav and mshum Baal Taisif kamiflegi. And the machlekes over here is, that means right now the Gemara is opening an option to split, to divide the requirements of the mitzvah and Baal Taisif. It could be that in order to be Baal Taisif, you'll really need more than you would to be Mekayim the mitzvah itself. Maybe mitzvah is Ein Shriches Kavanah. But in order to be Baal Taisif, then you need a explicit Kavanah mitzvah. To be Yotze, as long as you're doing the mitzvah itself, the action, it counts for the mitzvah. Over here is concerning Baal Taisif. Tanakama Sova Lava Mishum Bal Toysiv Loiboy Kavonu. The Tanakama holds that to be Ever Bal Toysiv, you don't need Kavonu. And therefore, according to the Tanakama, so this is what the Cheshon that we had before, you can't wear more than one pair of tefillin, because you're always going to run into a problem of Bal Toysiv. Ramliel Sovar Lava Mishum Bal Toysiv Boy Kavonu. Even if Rambam Gamliel were to hold that to be yotzing the mitzvah, you don't need kavana. This is where we're shifting a little bit from before. Before we were going that they're tali zebezeh. So therefore, according to Rambam Gamliel, which he holds no problem about Taisif, we had to say that you needed kavana. So we were assuming that so too to be kind of the ikker mitzvah, you also need kavana. Now the Gemara is saying that no, maybe we could divide the two things. Ramil holds lava mishum bal toisiv boi kavano. To be yotze the mitzvah itself, you don't need, but lava you need kavano, and therefore you could wear two pairs of tefillin over here. You're not going to run into a problem with bal toisiv, because in order to be over bal toisiv, you need kavano, so you won't be mechaven lotzis. Okay, so this is an alternate cheshbin in Ram Gamliel why there's no problem with bal toisiv. V'boi seimo. The Gemara says another option to explain the machlokes. E disfirulon Shabbos man tefillin dukli amo loy lava boy kavana v'loy lotzis boy kavana. That Gemara is opening another option over here. Until now, Bal Tosif was only a possibility if Shabbos is as man tefillin. That was the assumption in the Gemara. Shabbos is not as man tefillin. Then there's no issue of Bal Taisif at all. That Gemara is opening like this. Zokti Gemara Boiseima Edis Filon Shabbos Mant Filin. Were we to hold Shabbos as Mant Filin, then there would be no Machlaikis. The Kolyam Lulav Boy Kavona, Lulasa Boy Kavona. Kavona wouldn't be an issue. You wouldn't need Kavona. And therefore, there will always be a problem of Bal Taisif. Vahocho Blaver Shulebis Mane Kamifligi. Gemara opens a new side over here that a possibility be over Bal Tosif Shloi Bizman HaMitzvah. Yeah, Shabbos is Lavzman Tefillin. But maybe there's a problem of Bal Tosif even Shloi Bizman HaMitzvah. V'hocho B'lava Shloi Bizman HaKamifligi. Tanakama Sovar Loi Boi Kavona. Tanakama holds that to be over Bal Tosif doesn't need Kavona. That's why, according to Tanakama, you'll run into a problem of Bal Tosif in all circumstances. That's why you can't have more than one pair of tefillin. Ramil Sovar Lava Shlebizmane Boy Kavona. So what the Gemara is saying is adding right now, that's definitely the cheshbon that we're making now. Ramil says you can wear two pairs of tefillin because there's no problem of Bal Tosif. And the idea that the Gemara is having is because his requirements for Bal Tosif are greater. He has certain requirements. He needs kavana to some degree, and so he won't be mechaven, and then that's why he won't run into a problem of Bal Tosif. So the Gemara was working with this the whole time. But till now we were assuming that the problem was there's only a problem in Shabbos is man's film. So we were all working in Shabbos man's film. But now the Gemara opens a possibility that maybe even Shabbos lavs man's film that could be an issue of Bal Tosif. So that's why the Gemara says that, well, maybe everyone agrees that were Shabbos to be Zman Tefillin, then definitely you don't need Kavona, and we definitely would run into a problem of Bal Tosif. And the issue over here, whether there's a possibility there's no Bal Tosif, is because we're talking about Shabbos Lav Zman Tefillin, and the Tanakhama holds that even over there there's a problem of Bal Tosif, and Ramil holds that in order to be Erev Bal Tosif, Shleb Zmanai, that's where you need Kavona, so you won't be Mechavon Lotz. It's the same idea, that the requirement of being over Bal Tosif says that you need Kavana, but the reason why you need Kavana over here is because it's Shloi Bizman HaMitzvah. That's more as an adding over here. And that Gemara asked that can't be. This last explanation, Gemara says that this can't work out. Why? If you're telling me, according to the Tanakhama, we're talking about Shabbos Lazman's film. Nevertheless, that there's a problem with Baal Tosif to wear two pairs of tefillin. Even though it's not as man mitzvah, but the fact that someone is doing the action of the mitzvah in a way of Tosefes, that's a problem of Baal Tosif, and that's why according to Tanna Kamma, you can't wear more than one pair of tefillin. Matt Gemara asks, well, the truth is that even the first pair of tefillin should be a problem of Baal Tosif, right? Because you're adding a day that the mitzvah wasn't given. The mitzvah is only given 6 days, not seven. So if we were to say that Shaloi Bizmanai, there's also a problem of Baal Tosif, and the Tanna Kamma holds that to be over Baal Tosif, you're over, even without Kavana, then even one pair of tefillin you shouldn't be able to wear. V'oi, the Gemara asks, If there's such a thing that Shlob is Mani, one is over even without Kavanah, Hayosh Mishmin B'Sukkah Yilkeh, that someone who sleeps in the Sukkah, someone on Shmini Atzeres, and what we mean over here, Rashi explains, is that when you have a Sfeik of the Yoma, it's a Sophic, Sfeik of the Yoma, that what's today? It's today the seventh day, and the Yimuchuyim in Sukkah, or the eighth day, Rashi says that we eat in the sukkah because misofik. Now, if there's a problem of Baal Tosif, if one could be over Baal Tosif, Shloi Bizman HaMitzvah, even without having Kavanah to be Yetzer, so how could we do that? We're running into a Baal Tosif problem because on the side of the misofik that today is really Shmini, so we're being over Baal Tosif. That's what it means. V'oid HaYoshim Shmini B'Sukkah Yilke. And he should get Malkus because of Baal Tosif. And Moshe says the proper answer is like we answered originally. Over here, there's a Rashi also, which is a little questionable. When the Gemara says "Machvatik Shnimeikora," the way we would have understood what this means is that this last teres is not an option. Fine, then you have all these other options that we said until now. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, right, Rashi refers to one specific, the first one that the Mora said, Lame of Hakam Mifli, and Mora says, not Zman Tfilin. Rashi goes back to that. A question that the Mephoshim asked on Rashi, why Rashi is saying that. Okay, I think we'll have to hold over here for now. But we got through the basic stardom in the Gemara over here, and see what the issue is. Right, the way things come out from the Gemara over here, that most of the stardom in the Gemara is a Baal Tosif issue. Is there a way to get around the Baal Tosif? Ramiel holds that you could get around the Baal Tosif. That's why it's mutter more than one. And Tanna Kamma is limited because of the Baal Tosif. That's basically how the Gemara is going. Different cheshbonos, why, what do you need for Baal Tosif in order that if you don't have these requirements, you're safe.